Numbers 32, verse 23 says, "You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Now, there are consequences of stepping out of God's will, to be sure. And we need to obey God's will, okay? Before foolishly disobeying God and ignoring or rejecting His will, we must consider the consequences. The Bible provides many examples from which to learn.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Just 2 days ago on our sister program entitled The Unchurched Podcast, we discussed the subject, How Can I Know the Will of God? Well, today we're following that up with Before You Walk Away from God's Will. You see, God has spoken very clearly in His Word regarding His will for our lives. In addition, He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us discern what He desires and to enable us to obey Him. However, we must each decide whether we're going to follow Him or just go on our merry way. Life at its best can only be experienced by living according to God's will, because He alone knows what's best for us. And let's face it, at times we may question why the Lord allows certain difficulties and struggles in one person's life, while another may never have to go through such trials. So from an earthly perspective, afflictions may not look like the best plan, right? But God alone knows what He desires to accomplish in each person's life through various situations. However, when someone follows the Lord obediently in difficult circumstances, He is able to accomplish amazing things in that person's life. God promises to work out every event for the good of those who love and obey Him. Now, in contrast, those who live outside God's will reject the best possible life which only He can offer. Although they think they are choosing a good course of action since it promises to give them what they want, they end up paying a costly price for their obedience to Almighty God. And many people will not discover this truth until later in life. But dear ones, it is never too late to submit to the Lord. Now, the past cannot be changed, to be sure. But God can forgive, and God can change the direction of the life of anyone who turns to Him in repentance. All believers in Jesus have the Holy Spirit within them, who transforms their thoughts, habits, and way of life to help them live obediently according to God's will. The Apostle Paul gives the following explanation of what it means to walk in God's will. We see in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." Some people think that after salvation, They can then do as they please, but ooh, it's not true. That is not true. The great apostle Paul says that once we are saved, we become servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our master, and every day of our lives is to be spent serving him, knowing that one day we must all stand before him to give an account for how we lived. Now, there are warnings to those who do not obey the will of God. If we go through life without thinking about the Lord, reading his word, or praying, this is evidence that we are living for ourselves rather than for Christ. Before we continue going down this path, we should stop and heed God's warnings in Scripture so we won't have to suffer the consequences of rebelling against him. Colossians 3:25 tells us, "For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality." Then we find in Galatians 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Now, we know that's not just a negative connotation, but that's for good, too. Whatever a man sows, he will also reap. Numbers 32, verse 23 says, "You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure, your sin will find you out." Now, there are consequences of stepping out of God's will, to be sure. And we need to obey God's will, okay? Before foolishly disobeying God and ignoring or rejecting his will, we must consider the consequences. The Bible provides many examples from which to learn. How about Adam and Eve, for instance? Although they lived in a perfect environment and every need was met and they enjoyed intimate fellowship with God, they chose to disobey him. As a result, the entire creation suffered the consequences of Adam and Eve's sin. How about those in Noah's day? The wickedness of the human race became so great that God decided to destroy everything on the face of the earth with a flood. But Noah was righteous and obeyed the Lord by building an ark. Therefore, he and his family were rescued from the flood and from that evil society. Then we look at Israel. The Lord God chose the nation of Israel to be his own people. After 400 years of living in slavery to the Egyptians, he miraculously rescued them, gave them his law which they were to live, provided for their needs, and promised to give them the land of Canaan as a home. But they continually disobeyed God in the wilderness and refused to enter the land because they were afraid of the giants who lived there, they didn't trust God to do what he'd promised. Consequently, an entire generation was not allowed to enter the land, but was sentenced by God to wander in the desert for 40 long years until that generation all died. And then we look at Samson. God called Samson to live a holy life and gave him supernatural strength to overcome Israel's enemies. However, he yielded to temptation when a woman named Delilah begged him to tell her the secret of his strength. And in a moment of weakness, Samson forsook God's will, and he revealed his secret. As a result, he lost all his strength and his eyesight. He was captured by the enemy and confined in prison, where he was forced to grind grain and eventually lost his life. Then we see David. David was the shepherd boy who killed Goliath and became the king of Israel. But when his kingdom was established, he yielded to temptation, committed adultery, and murder. And he suffered the consequences for the rest of his life, for the rest of his reign as king. Then there was Jonah. When the Lord told the prophet to preach repentance to Israel's enemies in Nineveh, Jonah rebelled by boarding a ship sailing to the opposite direction. As a result of his refusal to follow God's will, Jonah was tossed overboard in a storm and swallowed by a great fish. Finally, at the point of death, Jonah cried out to God. He was rescued from the fish, and he obediently then went to Nineveh. And finally, there's the Apostle Peter. As one of Christ's inner circle of disciples, Peter had the privilege of spending 3 years with him, seeing his miracles and hearing his teaching. But on the night that Jesus was arrested, Peter's loyalty was replaced by fear, and he denied even knowing Jesus 3 times. When Jesus turned and looked at Peter, the disciple was overwhelmed with remorse and grief over his sin. Father God, we are stubborn children. We really are. And Father, it's only by your grace and mercy and our faith that we are saved. Father, we repent for getting out ahead of your will, or lagging behind and hesitating, procrastinating. Sometimes we just outright disobey your perfect will for our lives. And for this terrible sin, I repent. We repent as your people. And Father God, our nation is in trouble, because we have stepped out of your will. We have pushed you out of our government, out of our schools. We have pushed you and banned you, Father God, from our society. And the fact of the matter is that your word tells us that judgment begins in the house of God. So we, your people, your church, your children, as your children, we repent. Oh God, forgive us of our sins, of disobedience and rebellion against you. Wash us once again, Father God, afresh and anew with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior, as we, your church, your people, your children, as we determine in our hearts right now, and for myself as well, to put our faith, as I put my faith once again in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. That's where our faith is, and that's where it should be. Have mercy on us, God. Wash us. Wash away our iniquity. Cleanse us from our sin. And please, revive us again. And we will be obedient, we will obey you, and we will serve you, Father God, as a church, as individuals, and as your remnant in this nation. We will serve you all the days of our life. And we give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks for listening, everybody. I am so thankful that you take time out of your busy day or evening to give us a listen. And I pray that what we say here is a blessing to you, and it encourages you and lifts you up and may even rebuke you at times. But we all need rebuking. I know I do. I need correction. We all do. And thank you once again. I want to ask you to please do grab a copy of my latest book. It's called The Forgiving Heart, and it's in paperback and in Kindle ebook format. You can find The Forgiving Heart by Anthony Sluzis at Amazon.com or at our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. And pastors, hey, pastor, please do pray about inviting me to come and to minister in your church and in your community. We've seen revival. We've truly seen revival happen in various places where we've gone to minister, from Oregon to Florida and points in between. We've seen many decisions for Christ among quite a few people, and we've seen others being healed in body of various sicknesses and diseases. We've seen others delivered by the power of God from addictions, and we've also seen a lot of people being filled with the Holy Spirit in our services. Not bragging on me. I'm just exalting my Jesus. Pastors, go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and look at the testimonials page of other pastors and people where we've ministered throughout these United States. And please do give me a call. Contact me. I'd love to connect with you and minister at your church if the Lord wills. And everybody, thank you once again. Until we meet the next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and always may he have a smiling countenance toward you. And I pray that he would give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your relationships, your home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.